Hello. Thank you for listening and watching You Had Options. This episode, I have good friend Adam Carroll, who's in the band Good Friend from Ireland. Very good conversation. Yeah, we talk about wrestling. We talk about their new singles, Tell Me Ma and Preach in the Choir. Go check those out wherever you get music. We talk about Celtic punk, all sorts of stuff. Great conversation. Yeah, they should. I believe they're announcing tour dates soon. Check in on that. Go follow Good Friend on Instagram and Twitter. All the good social medias. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Check out You Had Options at You Had Options on all social media. Yeah, go rate, like, subscribe, comment, all that stuff. Yeah, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thank you for joining me. It's good to see you.
Bonjour.
How are you over in where you are?
I'm in Coleraine in the north of Ireland, and it was quite nice over there, but it's raining. It's raining now, but all is good.
Yeah, good.
How's Alabama?
Alabama's fine. It's cool. You know, we're just telling you to move to Birmingham. There's a lot more going on in Birmingham music wise and a lot of cool stuff going on up here. That's cool.
Well, look at that.
I know, man. Just farting along. Yeah, man. I'm a big believer of just like run up credit cards and just let it sort itself out at some point.
Yeah, that's it.
When you buy gear, where do you buy it from? If you're buying like new gear, where do you buy it from?
I don't know, wherever I'm at.
Because I don't know if they ship international, but we have this company over here called Sweetwater.
Do you know about them?
Yeah. It's so damn, dude.
I suppose it's probably there's GAC.
Okay.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. But yeah, I would usually buy my stuff in the actual shop.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like, I don't know, it's kind of, maybe in like bigger cities like Chicago and Nashville, they've got like badass guitar stores.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, you guys have absolutely huge, is it like Guitar World? Just like a huge guitar store with like everything.
Yeah,
we don't have anything that compares to that, really.
Do you have like mom and pop? Like, is that most of the music stuff?
All right, okay.
Like mom and pop stores?
It's like music shops, you know, but
yeah,
they're all quite small and there's nothing really that big.
Yeah.
There's not like a super
park. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's America's thing of just like, yeah, just having like come up with an idea for a store and then make it, you know,
it's like with
the size of
Wayne's World. You know. Where's the guitar place in Wayne's World?
Aurora, Illinois. All
right. I need to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched the Banshees of
Inisherin.
Yeah. We watched that recently, and I don't. It's just like when I think of like Ireland, I think of just like small little places. I don't know. I think of that.
Well, that's an island. So that was,
yeah.
It's but yeah, everything's kind of downsized here. Because we always say like everything's bigger in America.
Oh yeah. What did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
I worked. I made whiskey. Yeah, I came. I had a couple of drinks, and then I was back in work again the next day. So it was a pretty low profile one this year.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Oh, there
just hung out with some friends. I don't know. I didn't feel like. Going out and getting too crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you know why you get drunk on St. Patrick's Day?
Why?
There's an old story that they were a landlord of a pub was gonna put extra tax on top of booze. And St. Patrick stopped it from happening. And to celebrate, they all drank.
That makes sense. Was St. Patrick a real guy?
Yeah. There's a church in my town that he supposedly built.
Really?
Through my town, yeah. He's writings and stuff like that as well.
I know, yeah, there's some like letters that he had written that are big, like, yeah he's a real person.
Yeah, he's supposed to be buried in Downpatrick, I think. So yeah, but they don't know if that's legit. So
yeah,
I don't know if they've ever dug it up, because I think they used to claim that he was down somewhere by the Boyne. So.
Man, if I need to come over and we can do like an investigation.
Man, there's so many lies about the Irish. So many lies.
Damn.
I found out something about Guinness too.
What's that?
That Arthur Guinness was a British informer. And he gave £100,000 donation to the UVF, the Ulster Volunteer Force.
Yeah.
They're like real loyalists, like.
Yeah.
So kind of weird that everyone drinks Guinness on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. You know, you start looking at the founders of these old ass companies that people love.
John, like, Scottish.
Was that?
John Jameson was a Scottish Protestant.
What are we doing? Yeah. What? How do we get the Jameson as the?
In The Wire? Was it The Wire?
Yeah, they're like, I don't drink.
Yeah, Bush Mills.
Yeah, he's like, I don't drink Bush. That's Protestant whiskey or whatever.
I can tell y'all that whiskey has no religion.
Yeah, man. I like it all. It all tastes, you know, it all tastes the same to me.
That's it.
But,
they don't.
They don't. I just say they're all brown. They all make me feel funny. I'd be a good, like,
I will get you into whiskey, right?
Okay.
You're driving for us, right?
Yeah.
We will do whiskey tastings the whole way.
In the van. Where are we doing it? I'll be driving.
I have to figure out how to do this when you're not driving.
We'll do it safely.
Yeah.
We'll get some. Yeah. You're a professional.
Crap. So
we'll be under this. Exactly. Yeah. We'll be under the supervision of professionals. But y'all put out a new song.
We did.
Tell me, Mom.
we released a cover of Tell Me Ma, which is an old Irish kind of kids song, really. And we put out an original single as well, which was a song called Preaching to the Choir.
Yeah.
But it was a digital release through Red Scare Industries. And it was great, man. It's good to get more songs out.
Yeah. That's a, you know, yeah, I don't think people who haven't put out, I think people who haven't put out music don't understand, like, how slow of a process it can be of, like, getting shit out.
We've been sitting on these songs now for, must be about 6 months.
Yeah.
Just those.
Yeah. Where did y'all record?
The same place that we did Erin Rose and Ride the Storm, so Manor Park.
Yeah. That's cool.
We worked with a guy called Neil Calderwood there, and he's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. He's helped us out a lot over the years, you know.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It's good quality.
It's crazy good what he does. Like, he's got such a musical ear. He'll tell a tuner. He's the only person I've ever met to tell a tuner that it's wrong. And he's right as well. That's the thing. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. Do you have a musical ear like that where you're like?
Well, I can tune by ear, but like not
to
how precise he can do it.
I think you're a few hexadecimals off or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, then he'll just be like, right, just tune to the note. Tune to the note.
I remember growing up and we would sing like folk song, like American, like Woody Guthrie. I didn't know who Woody Guthrie was at the time, but like sing American like folk songs in school. Would y'all sing like Irish folk songs like this in school?
Yeah, you'd kind of say you would kind of sing that stuff, but we would sing a lot of stuff from like plays. I just
always like
my only real memory of like being in school and singing was being an angel in the chorus, and the chorus is where they threw all the untalented kids. It's like they were involved, and so they just dressed me up as an angel, and I had like halo and dress and all on, and just standing there and like waiting for your part, but you were there with all the kids that didn't really want to be there. So,
I feel you.
It was more like Technicolor Dreamcoat and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
But then in the playground, you sang songs like "Ring a Ring a Rosies" and stuff like that. Did you have that?
Oh yeah, pocket full of posies.
Yeah.
Ashes.
Yeah. Which again, songs what about the Black Death?
Like looking at them now. Fuck, that was dark for kids. That's dark for anybody.
Yeah. It's wild. We didn't like, no, we would sing Tell Me Ma more in bars and stuff like that, to be fair, but
yeah,
you always learnt it as a kid.
Yeah.
And then it was quite popular in the 90s as well with a band called Shamrock.
Okay.
It was like a dance tune.
We were texting earlier and talking about like subjects to talk about, and you're talking about the death of Celtic punk.
The hell of Celtic punk.
What is Celtic punk to you, I guess?
Nothing. It is nothing to me.
Yeah.
Is this notion that bands are taken from all over the world of just playing with a banjo.
Yeah.
And just playing normal punk rock. And
we got a mandolin. And we got
stereotypes to sell records and t-shirts. And
yeah.
You know, it's just globalizing a culture, but stereotyping it at the same time.
Yeah.
I just hate it. I hate the term. I really...
Yeah.
It's like... just like, I don't want to name bands, right? I don't want to
problem. Right, no. I mean, but if you're, you know, if you're into the music we're into, I'm sure you could, the listener could take a wild guess.
Yeah.
At some bands.
Like millions and millions of views on songs and plays on songs and everything every year, which is,
yeah,
it's taken away from Irish artists. It's taken it away from Irish culture.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, it's given it to the guys that are filling arenas all year round.
Yeah.
I mean, like, check out some unknown Irish bands. Don't even check out Good Friend. Fuck Good Friend. Check out other bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I have to say that just to prove my point.
The Cranberries. I know them.
Cranberries are fantastic. Well, we're fantastic.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy got voted the most popular Irish band of all time.
Thin Lizzy? Boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Thin Lizzy were great.
Yeah, I need to do more of a deep dive on Thin Lizzy, I think, because obviously Boys are back in town. I know that one, but I know they've got some other bangers.
Yeah, it's endless. Phil Lynott was a talented man. Very talented.
Yeah. And who would have thought that guy was Irish? Yeah.
You two didn't top the list back.
You two? Yeah. Well, they're, yeah. Like, I don't even think of them as Irish whenever, like, somebody brings up U2. I'm not like, oh, that Irish band, U2. It's just like, they're just like this weird like amalgamation of like, these aren't even real people. Bono's not a real person. How could he be a real person?
It's like, I don't know. Bono's become kind of self-aware after what age is he? 60 something like?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he made it where he acknowledged that he was an asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He had an apology and all written. Took him 60 years, but
at least, yeah,
gave birth to him and be like, assholes, this one's an asshole. He's born
that him, the
yeah,
I've seen that south.
This can you edit out?
What,
how much of this can you edit out?
We can edit out whatever you want, man.
Just rants about Bono's mom giving birth, probably.
Have you seen the South Park of how Bono was created?
No.
It's the premise of the episode is Stan's dad is trying to have the biggest turd, like world record. Right. And Bono is somehow involved, and there's a reveal at
episode, and it turns out that Bono is the turd.
Is a turd, yeah, a literal turd. Yeah. But yeah, it's the I used to be into like some of the bands, like the bands we're referring to, like some were like my gateway bands into punk rock.
Okay.
And they were like way different back then, but now they're kind of like,
yeah,
like Disney versions of what you're saying.
Yeah. Like I remember their first record, which had like Olé and stuff on it, which, you know, and it wasn't like they are now, you know,
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, it's people. Yeah. I just. I just hate them so damn much.
But yeah, it's like.
Them.
I don't know.
I hate them. I hate the idea of them.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
And they could have been so much more as a band if they would
yeah.
have been true.
Yeah, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's weird.
I like I Flogging.
Irish. Yeah. They're good. I would go on there.
They're in the clear.
They're in the, I would go on their sea cruise or whatever.
I would love to.
Yeah. If you could, what band would you want to do? Like, what, you know, the sea tours are now a popular thing among big bands. What would be a band that you would love to go on a sea tour with?
Ooh. Can we just have like a Red Scare festival?
I was about to, yeah, say, has Toby ever thought about doing a...
Yeah, can you imagine, where would you go? You would go...
Go Miami to...
Chicago. Chicago to Moscow.
You can go Chicago to Cuba. That's probably the closest one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe, yeah, we can do... We can set it up to do the Trans-Siberian Railroad. Figure out a Red Scare tour that's like, I don't know, isn't it? It takes like months to do the whole Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think would be very lucrative for everyone involved.
Having all the Red Scare bands on a boat would be quite dangerous alone.
Damn. Yeah. Well, you're in international waters. So anything can happen,
Adam. We're always in international waters. We're always deep in international waters.
That's right. Yeah, you guys could be marrying. You can have monkey knife fights out there. Marrying, I don't know.
Just end up like Monkey Island.
Monkey Island, yeah. Have you been keeping up with the goings on in wrestling?
I have, yeah. Which are you watching? Are you watching both, or
have you,
got a side? Are you AEW or are you WWE?
I try and keep up with both because I just like wrestling. You know, I'm not like I'm not too snobby to watch WWE, and I'm not too. But I also enjoy AEW. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I think that should actually be a good WrestleMania match.
Like, Roman has had those, like, what, two titles on lockdown for how long?
3 years or something. I don't know, something crazy. 2 years, something like that.
Like, and I heard that he's going to have a big break.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Man, dude, Cody Rhodes. Put it on him.
But is it gonna be Cody? Like, well, Cody has that. Like, they're gonna have to make Cody win it for his dad so that Rhodes has held the title.
Oh, yeah.
But is that gonna happen at WrestleMania?
Yeah, man. Let it happen. Yeah. WrestleMania moment.
I can see a big screw over coming. Jay. Gonna be okay. Jay.
Did you say it's gonna be Jay?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I want Cody to come out in the polka dot unitard at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that'd
be just great. Embrace it.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. I hate the two night thing.
Yeah,
it completely takes away from the one big experience.
But God, dude, those, like, I watched the last New Orleans one, like, all the way through, and I think that might have been one of the last, like, just one-day ones.
Yeah.
God, dude. It was like 6 or 7 hours, though.
Yeah, I remember watching one, and it was, yeah, it was about 6 hours. No, I think it was like 8 hours nearly. And yeah,
it was a full day of work.
Watching it over here, you're getting up super early in the morning to watch it.
Mm.
And I remember just dragging on. And I think by the main event time, I was already asleep.
Yeah.
You know? And I think they were just throwing people on it to have them on it.
Yeah.
They weren't like, right, we have this amount of matches, this amount of storylines that we need to push. These are going to bring in the most eyes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have you heard this rumor that Vince McMahon owns AEW?
Uh-uh.
No, right.
I love it, though.
There is an ex-WWE writer who's come out and said that Vince owns AEW.
I don't know.
But I think it would be the biggest play of all time if it was true.
Yeah. What do you... Because they haven't, you know, there's been talks of them trying to sell it to some Saudi people.
Yeah.
Or some Saudi people are interested.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. I don't know.
He's back with a really creepy mustache.
Yeah. It's great.
Creepy. But he should not be back. Like, what is he doing?
Nah, dude. I think they're trying to sell it. And so, like, they're like... Well, here's the guy, you know, here's the grandfather of it all.
So, like, it's sad to say, since he's the one that built it from the ground up, basically, but...
Yeah.
He was kind of the guy... Remember, he had that storyline where he fought God?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of evil?
It was great. So insane. Who else, you know...
But we forget that this is what this guy was probably like. All the time.
Yeah. Isn't that, you know, people have said, like, the Mr. McMahon character is just a cranked up version of, like, the actual guy.
Yeah. It was like Ric Flair. Well, apparently he was the same, and Shawn Michaels back in the day was the same.
Yeah. I like my wrestlers to have some edge to them.
Yeah.
Of, you know, debauchery and being a complete egomaniac.
Yeah.
I was watching
MJF.
I like him. I think he's cool.
I heard someone say the other day that he's bringing it back to the days where wrestlers stayed in character.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But that had turned... The person I was speaking to had said that had turned him against him.
He worked himself into a shoot.
Yeah. But I love it. I think it's the most exciting thing in the business at the minute.
Yeah. It's great, man. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's easier to like stay in character when you're like that could be a real person, you know, but like the Undertaker being like having to be a mortician 24 hours a day, an undead mortician,
dude,
you know,
like so much respect for what he did, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like that guy basically didn't have a life for 4 decades or something, because he was the Undertaker.
Yeah. I watched this A&E, the channel, has some good WWE content now.
Right.
I guess they partnered with them, but I watched this one on Kane, which was pretty interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Are you familiar with like what he was before he was Kane? Like his different characters before?
Not particularly, no.
He was a dentist character called Isaac Yankum.
Isaac Yankum?
Yes.
That's a fantastic name, but...
He And he would come out, his like his walkout music was just like a drill, like a dentist drill noise. Google it. Yeah. He was and he had like him terrible looking teeth. But it's just like I kind of miss the the days of profession character. Yeah. Profession driven character.
Is there none at the minute?
I don't know.
Britt Baker.
Yeah.
DMD.
Yeah.
She's a dentist, so.
She's a dentist, yeah. I don't know. But there's like, she doesn't come. Well, I guess she does. She might be the closest thing to the profession driven wrestler of today.
Do you remember Kane's rivalry with himself? Imposter Kane?
Yes. Yeah, it was what's the guy from the Luke Gallows?
Because Kane beat Kane, didn't he?
Yeah, Undertaker had that too. Undertaker had in the early mid 90s, he had Undertaker versus Undertaker, and it was like one more purple gloves and one more gray gloves.
Yeah, that's right.
And like Undertaker, the real, you know, the guy kept getting like tattoos, and so they would have to they'd have to put fake tattoos on the fake one. Yeah. I love it, man. I love, like, you know, there's different, you know, as you know, there's different layers of, like, professional wrestler, you know, indie wrestler, and, you know. I love that something so crazy can make $1 billion a year.
Yeah. It's insane. Stupid wrestling for life.
Oh, yeah.
I love the silly stuff.
Oh, yeah. Was there a point did you grow up watching wrestling?
Yep. Yeah.
Was there a point where you were like, bam?
I remember there was a point where I kind of get into it after Brett had already left.
Yeah.
And I think it was this Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Like me and my brother and friends in the area and stuff like started really getting into it. And I remember actually going to WWE New York when I was, my parents took us to New York and we met Jacqueline.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have a photo somewhere with Jacqueline.
Oh, hell yeah. If you can get me that, I'll post it with this episode.
I don't know where I'm at. Jeff Hardy t-shirt. My brother's in a Chris Jericho t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it was like around that time. I was a very big Hardy Boys fan.
Oh, of course.
X-Pac.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Waltman, the 1-2-3 kid. I don't know, I wasn't that big into WCW like back then.
Yeah.
Did you say was there a point where I left or?
Yeah, because I watched it as a kid, and then I got to like high school and I kind of was like fell out of love with it or whatever, or thought it was silly, or you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't very cool in high school to be, you know.
That ruthless aggression era.
Yeah.
Like,
that was like when I fell out and came back like during college.
I was out by the time John Cena got in.
Yeah.
I think I was already out by then. I just got into music and other things and I didn't have the interest really, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think it was like, I don't know. I think you just get, I started to watch it again about 2 years, 3 years. No, about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Started to watch it again. And just really enjoyed it. And then, you know, I don't care about what I enjoy. I enjoy many things. Like,
oh, yeah.
A lot of people look down on it, but I don't.
No.
I've been through a table, man. That shit hurts.
I bet.
You know?
Damn.
Like, what those guys do is physical, and they're very talented.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I started watching again, it was like I had a different perspective of like the performer.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the physicality and like pretty much like dedicating their bodies and sacrificing their bodies and brain, you know, to this art form.
I think it was actually UFC that got me back into WWE.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was like Brock going back and forth, and then Ronda as well.
Yeah.
I was really into UFC, but still am. Whenever Ronda made the jump across, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that got me back into it.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then AEW and that whole story as well, you know.
Yeah.
I like rooting for the underdogs.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think it's good. It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Having a competitor to the one mammoth wrestling company, you know.
That's it. No, it's good. It's good to actually, like, I didn't really know a lot about the indies.
Yeah.
Or like New Japan or
anything right.
like that. Not ashamed to admit it. I didn't know anything about it. So it's kind of cool to get like more of an insight into that side, because obviously you see people like Brian Danielson and like people that come into WWE and they've already got a reputation.
Yeah.
But you've never seen any other matches or fights or whatever before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. There's so much history, and if you see, you know, somebody on WWE or AEW, you know, they 9 times, 8 times out of 10, they had to come up through this independent circuit, and just like, I don't know, it's very similar to like being a touring band, touring punk band. You know what they have to go through.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a. And there's different levels to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's tiered. Like, low-level wrestlers will be probably living a very similar lifestyle to bands or just starting out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I didn't, you know.
So we spent, what, 36 minutes talking about wrestling?
Yeah, man. what there's nothing else in the world to talk about, Adam, that I'm interested in.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
I'm just joking. That's good. I want to talk about Good Friend.
Yeah.
And the Good Friends going on.
Yeah. Got a lot going on. Been very quiet really since Aaron Rose EP.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple of tours cancelled on us and things like that because of COVID.
Yeah.
So it took us a while just to get back up and running again and back into the swing of things, and me going over to England and rehearsing and all that kind of thing.
That's got to be at another just logistically. It's got to be a little difficult.
We always say it's like being in a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
So basically, I try to get over there about once a month.
Yeah.
To write and rehearse. So we've been doing that for a while. We're booking, and we're just about to announce a European tour as well, which is our first tour in a while. Running from the 12th of June to the 26th, we finish at Booze Cruise in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know yet, but we may get our opportunity to play in a boat.
That's right. I hope you guys play on the boat.
I know. Stefan, if you're watching this, please let us play in the boat.
I'll see what, yeah. I don't have any strings I can pull, but I'll see what I can do on my end.
Yeah, I'll bring my own rope. I don't know. What else do you need when you're in a boot? Life jacket.
Floaties. Yeah. Life jacket, yeah.
Floaties, or those not like the armbands.
The arm. Well, I don't know how. If you are comfortable with being in the water, Adam.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with being in the water. Yeah. So we'll be fine. But I don't know about Hamburg.
What do you mean?
I don't know what the water's like there.
Or what. Oh, me? I've never been.
One of my favorite cities in the world, so it's great to finish the tour there. And then we start the tour actually with Make War.
Oh, yeah.
We toured the States with before. We start with them in Berlin.
Oh. What's the hardest part about touring Europe?
Munich, sorry. Munich. I'm going to have to double check.
Like going in and out of, you know, I'm used to touring in the States where like every country is its own little state.
Yeah.
And so is it like getting through borders? Is that difficult?
Yeah, well, we get stopped. The toughest time we've ever had is between Germany and Switzerland. We were just hanging out between at a truck stop just between the borders, and we were on tour with Gorilla Pubel. It is Berlin. Sorry. We were on tour with Gorilla Pubel, and Gorilla Pubel and Andy had headed into the little shop and to use the restrooms and all that kind of thing. And Izzy and I had just stayed outside, and it was sweltering heat. So we were basically like taking off all our clothing and just like lying in the car park outside the van.
Yeah.
And we're both lying there just in silence for ages. And then shadows appear over us. And they just start like speaking to us in German. It's like these two like really tough looking guys. And it's the German border patrol.
Oh.
They emptied out every single bag in the van, made us take everything out, checked it, looked for drugs, looked for anything really. Didn't find anything, and then we were just on our way again. But yeah, it sucks.
That's shitty.
It sucks. It's got to be done though.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because this is going to be our first tour after Brexit. So because we were driving, so like I'll fly over there, then we'll drive down from Newcastle. We're like going over with the van, and we're only allowed like a certain amount of merch, or else we have to pay tax on it. And that's something like we'd never thought of before. But it sucks because we don't know, and it's not even like it's the whole band that like we're now worried about like visas.
Yeah.
For any English members or whatever like that, you know. Or anyone that holds a British passport. And that whole thing, like, side of it sucks. But I actually just can't wait to get out again.
Damn, man.
Like, I don't care what happens before this, sir. Like, the fact that it's happening is enough for me.
Damn.
Just to get out there, and we're hitting some cool places. And playing some cool shows as well. We're playing a festival in Zurich as well. We've never been to Zurich.
That's cool.
So it'll be a good one.
I've never, yeah. Switzerland sounds like a cool place. Yeah.
We're playing, we're touring with Billy Lyre. Do you know Billy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I've messaged with him. I don't know him in the biblical sense.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying. But, yeah.
Well, like my favorite Scotsman, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so he's going to come on tour, and he's actually going to play with Good Friend. So we're going to do this tour as a four-piece. And then Izzy and I are going to play with Billy, with his other guitarist, Dave.
Okay.
We're going to be doing two sets a night, so it's going to be fun, man. It's just going to be great to play music and have a good time and be on the road with friends and travel and run new places and play new songs as well. They were working on the new album. So we'll be testing out some of the songs in the road.
I like the Billy Lyre, Good Friend super group.
Yeah. We've been talking about it for a while. You know,
yeah.
Billy and I toured together acoustically and stuff before.
Yeah.
And had a really good time. And I don't know, I chat to Billy as much as I chat to my parents, you know.
Yeah.
So just doing it just seemed natural, you know. Just seeing if we're all going out in the road, why not?
Yeah.
Rather than us play and then Billy play acoustic or something every night.
Yeah.
Like play it full band like his records. And I love Billy's songs. He's such a good songwriter.
Oh yeah. He's got some heat.
Mm-hmm.
The that Scottish heat everybody talks about.
Yeah. And I had a Billy Lyre t-shirt. It just said "Sad Scottish Bastard" out of the front.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna take on a name for whenever I'm on set with Billy.
What's it gonna be?
It's gonna be Stabio Knox.
Stabio Knox.
Yeah, isn't that hard as fuck?
Yeah, dude. I'm scared just from hearing that. Yeah, man, that's stabby like over there,
the wild guy, you know.
man it's Stabby O'Knox. I love it.
Yeah, because he's like, his is a stage name, so I need a stage
name.
I wish that I originally didn't use my real name. I wish that I had always gone with a stage name, but it's too late now.
Why not? Or why would you?
Yeah,
a cool name. Adam Carroll's a cool name.
It's a cool name, yeah, but it's also good to separate yourself from some of the stuff sometimes, and, you know.
That's true.
And to have that level of being anonymous, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the character doesn't exist. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. You're able to
see what Stabio Knox does.
Stabio Knox is—he's at least going to stab you. That's the
incentive to come along to the tour to meet Stabio Knox and to see.
Oh yeah,
the difference between Adam Carroll and Stabio Knox.
Are you going to dress up differently? Or are you going to wear just?
I don't know. You have to ask Stabby.
Oh my God, Adam, I love it. I love it.
I don't know. We need a name for Izzy as well. So we to figure that one out. But that's good. And then we're going to come back to the States later in the year as well.
Yeah, man.
And you knew that already.
Oh, yeah. So you got to let the people know.
Yeah, we can't yet. We're permitted from doing it yet until other stuff.
Yeah.
But Europe, we can talk about now. So.
Yeah.
It'll be great back to the States. Like, I've been wanting to get back to do, like, the last time we were there, we did the Fest and we did Foreign Descent.
And pre-fest show.
Those two shows, but we were in Orlando for like a week.
Yeah.
So, by the time the shows came, like, we like to have a good time.
Oh yeah,
like we,
hey, man,
especially whenever we're away from home. So
yeah,
we had a week in Orlando with no plans, so it was kind of dangerous. By the time that the show came in Orlando, we were pretty wrecked, like we
were, yeah,
exhausted.
Yeah,
managed to pull ourselves together in time for the fest to go.
Yeah,
but it seems like if we go out, we want to do shows.
But yeah, for sure.
The first time we went out, we did 22 shows, I think, in 21 days.
Yeah,
along those lines. So a run of shows again is what we've always been talking about for this time, because we can't do that again.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the like.
We had so much fun. Orlando is amazing. Like,
yeah, it's great. It's way, yeah, way more than just the theme parks.
But when you're not playing, you're spending money.
Yes. Oh yeah.
You're not making money.
No, man.
And it becomes very expensive to do it that way. But we got to do some cool things, and we'll always remember it.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, the if you're playing fest and you're trying to like route a tour down, it's so you have to plan out so far, because every band that's playing fest is trying to get shows funneling down to Florida.
Yeah.
And but yeah, there can be a lot of downtime if you don't have shows like every day or every other day.
Yeah, do you always end up in a bar?
Yes. No. Yeah, I like, you know, I like to have a good time too.
Or you go around to all the like vape shops and you ask them where you can get weed, because you think that weed's legal in Florida, and then outs at you because he thinks that the FBI are listening.
Yeah, man. It's medical marijuana is legal in Florida.
Yeah, nobody told us that.
Man,
the same as New York. Same as New York.
Yeah, I know. In Boston, Massachusetts, they have. I think the state of Massachusetts.
Boston is that? That's in Ireland, right?
Boston's in Ireland. Yes.
Massachusetts.
Some people think that, yeah, but it's recreational there.
I'm on that post Paddy's Day runt. I'll get over it. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
But I'll swear.
Yeah. Adam. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're closing in on an hour here. What do you have any closing remarks? Something you want to tell the people?
If you could possibly check out the new single, that would be fantastic. We have a music video that we were left to our own devices and put together ourselves.
Did y'all edit it? Film it, edit it, everything?
One shot. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's all one shot, so there wasn't much editing to be done, but we put it together ourselves. We blew up the balloons and all ourselves. Set the scene.
Yeah.
And put a lot of effort into it. You can see that I have a bit of a sore eye in it, so that's another reason to go check it out. To check the starting stages of a corneal ulcer. So you want to know, like, if you think your eye's a little weird and something's up with it, then you can go and watch our video and, you know, be like, does my eye look like his eye?
My eye looks like Adam's eye.
It's just another reason to watch, eh?
Did you, whenever you had this ulcer, were you concerned or were you stoked at the possibility of maybe having to wear an eye patch?
Little concerned. Like, I was flying home that day to Belfast, and I was in, because I had originally gone to an optician before I went to A&E, optician that recommended I went to A&E, and I was speaking to the optician, and he said, you know, you've got to go to A&E, and I was like, right, well, I'm going to go get a flight tomorrow morning, first thing, I'll go to A&E at home.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, well, by tomorrow morning, you'll have lost 30% of your sight. I was like, okay, ooh, we'll get a taxi out. just give the guy a call. So, yeah. From that moment on, like, at this stage, Izzy was still in bed and had no clue that I'd even gone out to get my eye seen to or anything.
Yeah.
So I just went back to his, woke him up, and told him that we had a long day of A&E ahead of us. But if you'd like to watch the video, that is one of the things you can check out. Just a little Easter egg.
A little Easter egg, yeah.
Yeah. You can also see Izzy play a guitar solo.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's orcd.co/tellmema.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the description and all that stuff.
That's the link which gives you everything, all the major platforms. And we'll also send you to our Red Scare tour dates, which will be in the video soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Adam, stay on for a minute after. I enjoyed it. And you had options, but you decided to talk to me. I appreciate
it. Always.